We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Jody Ambrosio with you for the Rayman, who will be back tomorrow. And we turn our attention to the upcoming winter season. And is the grid ready for winter? And to answer that question, Dan Dolan, who's president of New England Power Generators Association. Dan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good to be here.
Thanks for joining me. It seems like a simple question, but maybe it's not. How do you determine if the grid is ready to handle the load for the wintertime, which is always so much more than in the summer?
Well, it's a great question, and there's really two factors to it. The first is, do we have enough electric supply, the actual facilities to make the electrons to serve homes and businesses in the community? The second is, do we have enough fuel to generate the electricity at all those different power plants? And while there's a tremendous amount of attention on the winter months, we actually consume more electricity in the summer.
Really?
In fact, it was just a few weeks ago in August, we actually hit our five-year peak demand in New England. And so as we're looking at it, it becomes more a question of fuel security than what we call resource adequacy on the electric side. Regardless, on both scores, we feel coming into this winter that we are in a strong position, have sufficient supplies to continue to meet demand reliably.
I guess the summertime thing makes sense since everybody's, especially this summer, because we had so many hot, humid days, people are cranking the air conditioning.
That's exactly right. And it is that air conditioning that is driving that demand. In the winter, what we see is the home heating is driving demand there. And what that does is it diverts some of the normal fuels that are used for electricity generation, understandably for folks keeping their homes and businesses warm.
When we look for the numbers and the stats to see if we're ready for the winter, where do you look? What's the one number you look at in particular to determine if the grid's ready?
So there's a central organization that acts as the air traffic controller for the electric system. They're called ISO New England. And what they do is they look 3 years into the future to ensure that there's enough power plants to meet demand in that point in time. And then as part of it, if for whatever reason a plant isn't able to meet its obligations, it gets punitive penalties put on it for non-performance, regardless of the reason. And as we then approach that delivery year, and now this upcoming winter, there are what are called residual auctions that make up the gap. And as we look and have gotten closer to the winter, we continue to believe that we have more than adequate supply to meet demand. And actually, the experience of this summer makes me even more optimistic that we were able to handle this summer with that high heat and humidity in a reliable and competitive manner.
Is this a six-state cumulative effort helping one another, or is it different than that?
No, it is a regional basis. The electrons, unfortunately, don't respect the political boundaries between the states. So it is a New England-wide system.
Right. So it is the six New England states. Then, how much does each state play a factor in determining, you know, what gets sent to the grid, how the grid is maintained, all that?
So New England has really two big dominant players as it comes into it. Connecticut represents about 30% of the electric demand in the region, and then you have Massachusetts that's just under 50%. So you combine the two, and you've got over 80% of the electricity consumption just in two states in the region. And as part of that, we are turning over the older power plants with new facilities coming online. In fact, there are two new plants that have just come online in Connecticut. Another one's under construction. We're seeing similar activity in Massachusetts and some of the other states. And overall, it is that collective effort which is ensuring that we've got sufficient facilities to meet that demand.
And are these power plants, and I'm sure they are, I'm just asking for the sake of asking, Dan, but are these power plants, when they're newly constructed, are they built to handle a bigger consumption of power?
So we actually use less electricity now than we did last year.
Really?
The year before. Yeah. And
why so?
Across the country, there are rankings on how states do on energy efficiency, and four of the top five states nationally are in New England. Connecticut's number two or three, Massachusetts is number one, and that has had a material impact on how much consumption occurs, despite the fact we all walk around now with iPhones and other devices that
right.
we plug in, and we would think we're using more, but we're actually using less.
Now, we can't predict the weather, only the weather people can, and I'll argue with you on that at some point, but is there a certain point in the winter where if things are looking grim or we've had a tough winter that we get concerned if we have enough power?
So the real crunch point tends to occur late January, early February, and as we look at what actually happened this past winter, where those first 9 days of January, right after the new year, we had the longest, deepest cold snap in 100 years in Connecticut. And as we're coming out of that, if we see a similar snap at the beginning of February, that is probably the tightest point that we see on the system overall. But even this past winter, we were able to make it through there, maintain reliability, and actually even maintain some very competitive pricing for consumers overall.
So it sounds like the grid is ready for winter, and maybe we'll get through it and not have any energy concerns. Dan Dolan is the president of New England Power Generators Association. Dan, thanks for the information. We appreciate it. Have yourself a great day.
You do the same. Thank you.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.